Morning, Simon. How are you doing?
We're good. How's life surrounded by cats, dogs and all sorts?
Busy, I think it's fair to say. Yes, we are very busy at the moment. Our kennel block is full to bursting. Our cattery is full. And in our kittenry, we have something like 8 kittens running around. So, yeah, very busy.
I love a visit to your place because obviously all of the animals are so cute. And the few times I have been, I think I've left with a dog. We had Merlin. We now have Millie, who, by the way, Carl, I don't think Millie likes me.
What can I say?
I don't know why. It's like she'll sleep at the top of the stairs, right? I'll walk upstairs. She looks at me with disdain when I go up towards her and comes downstairs and sit on the sofa. Then if I go to sit on the sofa with her, she gets off and goes back upstairs.
There are those that say that animals have good judgment, Simon.
Thanks for that. But she's lovely, and thank you for finding her for me. But there are lots...
Thank you for taking her.
There are lots of dogs, you were telling me earlier there at the moment. You're almost full.
Yes, yeah, we are. We have one space in our main kennel block and we have 2 in our isolation unit. And this is back to, I would say now, slightly busier than it was before the pandemic kicked in. We did see a real lull during the pandemic. And at one point we went down to having 6 dogs and just, I think, a few cats. It's turned full circle again now, and I think one of the biggest issues is financial now.
It's horrible to think that you've possibly got some animals there that are still loved by their owners, but for whatever reason, they've not been able to keep them.
It's heartbreaking. We've had numerous issues recently where for financial reasons, people have had to give up their pets. And, you know, it really is heartbreaking, the amount of tears that are shed. We've had an instance in the last 3 months where a family had to move out of their private rented accommodation, and the place they were going to didn't take pets, and they had 3 dogs, one of which they'd had for 14 years. You can just imagine the heartbreak. It's just horrendous.
It doesn't bear thinking about, does it? It doesn't. No. But there's some good news for our friend Lester. Lester's our forever friend on Radio West Norfolk's website at the moment.
He is, yes.
He's a gorgeous sort of tabby and white putty tat. Came in as a stray. What's the news on him?
He is now reserved for somebody and will be going to his new home very shortly.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And of the 25-odd dogs that we've got, we already have probably about 12 of those on hold. So when they're ready to go, or whether it's when it's convenient for the new adopters, you know, those will be going out, and I'm sure there will be many more to take their place. We do have a waiting list at the moment, probably with 4 or 5 already waiting to come in. So as soon as we've got the space, then we'll be bringing those in as quickly as possible so that we can turn those around and find their forever home as well.
And while all of these animals are with you, though, it's costing the RSPCA you bring a bomb, because you're a charity. You're like an individual branch of the RSPCA. It must be really expensive.
It is, yeah. As you say, we are an independent branch of the RSPCA. So every penny that we spend, we have to raise locally. We get very little financial support from head office. And as you can imagine, you've seen this site here, it's an expensive place to run. And the more animals you have in, the more expensive it becomes. Our vet bills, because we're taking on animals that have come into us for medical conditions, medical reasons, we're then taking on some very large vet bills. For example, we had an emergency cesarean that we had to step in to do on a Frenchie cross pug a few weeks back, and the owner just couldn't afford the operation. So it then got signed over to us, and We rush it straight to our vet, and then we pick up the bill. And sadly, in this instance, we pick up the bill, and there's no puppies. They were all stillborn. So it's very sad. But, you know, it's just another additional expense. Our vet bill already this year is almost treble what it was last year. So, you know, we're not immune to this as everybody else isn't. You know, electricity, fuel, you know, we fill up our van now, and it now costs us £100 to fill it up. And our income is no greater than it was this time last year. Our shops are doing slightly better than they did last year, and we've got our new shop in Kingsley, which is helping, but not to the extent that our vet bills are going up. So that's why things like the sponsored dog walk are great, because it gives us an additional little boost to the coffers, and helps with things like these vet bills.
It looks like a really fun day out, and it's at a gorgeous venue as well, Holcombe Hall.
Oh, it's fabulous, isn't it? Well, I mean, we've been very, very fortunate that Lord and Lady Leicester have agreed to let us hold it there this year. Normally, we have it at Sandringham, but we thought we'd have a bit of a change. We've had a break, 3 years forced on us, obviously, because of COVID. But now we're back, and we thought we wanted to do something a bit special, because it's also our 60th anniversary this year of becoming an independent charity. So we thought we'd do something a bit special. And as you say, it really is a stunning setting. We just hope the weather plays ball as well, because if the sun shines there, there's no better place in Norfolk, quite frankly.
How many people usually turn up to this?
We normally have probably between 30 and 50 families, and goodness knows how many dogs along with them. whether we're going to get more than that this year, I hope we do. But obviously we want to spread the word, and thank you for helping with this.
Are the dogs always well behaved?
What do you think?
Amazing. And do some of the doggies, though, that are with you at the RSPCA get to go for an extra stroll with your walkers? Do they come as well?
We're hoping they will, yes. Yeah, we're limited on what we can do to transport them, because it is a reasonable distance. But yes, we're hoping that there will be a few of our stays coming with us. And we've also got some good news on our longest stay that we've got here at the moment, a greyhound called Sam. He's going to his new home tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
He's a fabulous laid-back greyhound, and we're just so thrilled. Unfortunately, black greyhounds, which is what he happens to be, are just the last dog to be rehomed. We don't know why. It just is that way.
I remember you telling me that. That's so sad. And I remember Sam as well. Oh, that's great news. I wonder if Sam will pop along for the walk as well. That would be good.
Well, I hope he will. Yes.
I need that to ask you, because there will be people concerned about the distance and the terrain. I mean, I'm sure it's really flat and simple, but how far can you go? And will it be accessible for anyone any age?
Well, what we've done is we've chosen what they call their nature trail route. And this goes all the way around the lake at Holcombe. And it's about a mile and a quarter. And it is a little bit uneven in places. There are routes because you're going through the trees and things. But on the whole, it is, you know, a very even sort of walk to do. And along the route, there are 15 information boards, which are really, really great. And what we've done is we've generated a little quiz sheet for children so that they can answer questions by referring to the information boards as they go round. And we're hoping that will keep some of the younger children enthused as well. But if that isn't suitable for some people to do that walk, you know, if they've got buggies or something that they don't feel is it's appropriate, then there are 6 other walks around the estate, some of them that are on a lot of even lawns and even on the tarmac roadway. So I'm sure we can find something for everybody.
Who doesn't love a sponsored walk? Hey, who doesn't love a dog walk? So if you're up for it, it's June 12th, a lovely Sunday morning, Holcombe Hall. It should be brilliant. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of you guys being an independent part of the RSPCA. I hope it's a massive success.
Thank you very much, Simon. It all kicks off at 10 o'clock.